Like the last talking session, this is not about how to make money with cloud, it's about how to save money. So, and trying to show you how you can save money with the spot market concept. So why do you want a spot market, even in a public cloud environment? Some people say, cloud has such a big scale through system multiplexing, they will have enough efficient utilization. There's no reason to introduce such a thing. This is actually a plot they look at some circumstantial evidence trying to figure out how many instances are launched in Amazon EC2. This doesn't show how many are terminated, but it does show that there's a very spiky demand in Amazon, even at the scale they're at right now. So around February and October of 2010, there's a huge spike, a lot of people are requesting resources. So even for such a large cloud provider, they couldn't even out their demand. So that's where the spot market comes in. If you can give people economic incentive, then they will have a reason to move their demands around, help you smooth out the utilization of your infrastructure. So what's the problem with the spot market? So this is an Amazon spot market they introduced about 2 years ago, 2009. And basically, it's the price that fluctuates. And if your bid price is below their price, they turn you an instance anytime they want. So this shows the price history for between July and August in 2010. And you can see the price actually goes up and down quite dramatically. Around August, you see the big spike. Actually, the price increased more than the on-demand instance because they really want to kill everybody. So the problem with this environment is nothing is predictable. If you run an instance there, it could be gone at any time. You don't really know. No matter what price you bid, they could kill you. And so this paper talks about how we can run large-scale batch kind of application in this environment. A predominant framework is Hadoop MapReduce. Hadoop is designed with failure in mind, but it's never designed with the thinking that all the instances go away. It's only thinking one or two nodes goes down because of failure or anything. So what we are going to present here is a different MapReduce implementation that can tolerate large-scale failure. This is built on some of our prior work. It's an implementation we call Cloud MapReduce. Compared to Hadoop, we took a different architecture. We decided not to implement a lot of low-level details. Instead, we built on Amazon services. So it simplified a lot of implementation details, also enabled us to have a very different architecture. So I need to spend one slide, talk a little bit about what we did with the Cloud MapReduce architecture in order to explain what we did for this paper to make it work in the spot market environment. If you know Hadoop, it's a master-slave architecture, and here's the Cloud MapReduce architecture where everything's distributed. There's no central master. What we do have is a bunch of queues on the right-hand side. They are implemented with Amazon SQS, Simple Code Services. And we have a bunch of workers on the left. They instead of being told by master what work to work on, they pull these queues for assignments. So I have different queues on the right-hand side. I'm going to explain each one of them, what they do. First, the input queue. The input queue has a bunch of job assignment messages in them. Each one corresponds to a map task. And so the mappers, when they are free, they're going to pull this queue to say, give me some more work. I need to work. So they get the job assignment message, and then they start going to be crunching the data, processing map. While they're processing the map, they don't store data locally. They send the data out to a bunch of reduced queues. Here I have thousands of reduced queues. Each corresponds to a partition in the MapReduce framework where during the shuffle stage, all the data partition. So I have one queue for each partition. And the results it generates is based on partition function, it will send out to different reduced queues. And we also have a master reduce queue, where in here we have one pointer to each reduce queue that we have. It serves the same purpose as input queue, except it's for assigning reduced jobs. Instead of assigning map jobs, it's reduced jobs. So when the reduced workers free up, they need more work, they will go pull these reduced queues and say, give me more work. Here I'm showing the first guy assigned to one of the nodes. When you own this particular reduced work, what you are responsible for is processing the corresponding, all the messages in the corresponding reduced queue. So that's exactly what this node does. He's going to pull all the messages from this reduced queues and process it, apply the reduced function. After that, it generates the output message and send out the output queue. Okay. So the, all the shuffling actually go through these blue reduced queues. So there are two things I want to highlight in this our implementation architecture that enable us to tolerate spot market. Number one, all the state messages on these queues, and also in simple DB, we have some checkpoint commit message there, so I won't go into detail there. These nodes essentially become stateless. They don't hold much stuff. Number two thing, first thing is the state. Number two thing is that we don't store intermediate locally and then only copy on successful completion like Hadoop does. We actually send these results to the reduced queues as soon as possible. A node may fail, but we have a way of, we have filtering on the reduced stage where we know what message we can safely ignore, even if those partial results we can safely ignore. So I'm not getting into details, but just keep in mind we do streaming essentially between the map and reduced stage. So let's look at how we did handle the map spot market. I'm looking at one map node right now. Let's zoom in a little bit more details. Like I showed you, it was going to pull the input queue for a job assignment. Once it gets the job assignment message, it's going to start trying to process this map job. So I'm showing what's going to happen in the, on that node. On top, for this particular map task, you're going to have a bunch of key value pairs. So it's going to walk through these key value pairs. For each of them, it's going to feed to the user-defined map functions. And then from there, generate outputs. What we do here a little differently is that we have a temporary buffer on the left lower corner that holds the output for one key value pair. And after we finish one key value pair, we merge that result to a staging buffer and we'll start to flash that to the reduced queue as soon as possible. Okay? This is a little different from our first implementation. We actually have a little temporary buffer to hold one key value pair. Output. I'll show why we do that. So now think about the case when the MapReduce fails, and actually the hypervisor can issue a shutdown request. And in the Amazon environment, they're the only one that have spot market right now. In the Amazon environment, they actually don't just pull the power. What they do is that they send the soft shutdown commands. And so what we do, what will happen, it will trigger the shutdown script on your Linux instance, and it's going to run through a bunch of stuff. And that's where we come in, the key observation here. We're actually going to stop this process. We don't need to shut down. And we're going to send a message to the MapReduce process, say, now it's time to go down. And we actually halt the whole process. We don't care. In our experiment, you can hold this in about a minute or 2 minutes until Amazon really give up. They pull the plug. But and for that 1 minute or 2 minutes, you can actually do a lot of good things. So what we'll do here is we actually stop immediately whatever processing. So we're in the middle of processing one key value pair. We stop that. We discard the results. But we still have some good results we have accumulated so far. So we start flushing those results to the reduced queues. Remember, we've been flushing all along. So there's really little left in that queue to flush. So this is happening really quick. And once that's finished, we look at what hasn't been completed in the input assignment yet. We aggregate them, generate new task assignment message, and send that into the input queue so that we go down now, but somebody come back later, will finish the job. There's a little bit more detail how to handle the commit message, how to handle the states. I'll leave you to read the paper about it. So a quick summary. This is the first ever MapReduce implementation that we're aware of that can work in the spot market environment where all the nodes can fail at the same time. And you still make progress as you go along. And it uses a new technique we call on-demand checkpointing. Because we don't do periodic checkpointing. We only checkpoint when we know we're going down. There's some couple case studies which show there's a dramatic cost saving. Even if you just use Hadoop on a bit, very high price, we can save you 50%. Thank you. Practice it. Rehearsed.
All right, we have less time for questions. So, anyone have any?
Then you lose the work, so you have to redo that. It will still be correct. The problem is you will lose that chunk of work you've done already. You won't commit that. And that's the problem with the Hadoop implementation. There's a paper last year in Hot Cloud that could show that even if you have a static Hadoop cluster, you're adding more spot instance to this cluster, it actually can can be damaging to your computation, actually take longer to compute. Because they process it, they have recovered. Here, you will encounter that a little bit, because you did some work, you have to scrap that, start from scratch.
But I don't see how the correctness of the whole process is going to be preserved if you flash half of the...
Right. So the way, I didn't go into detail, the way it works, it will flush the detail, the message, and then we'll write a commit message with SimpleDB. And that signifies that the result is good. So if you don't see the commit message, we'll never pick it up later. It just junk in the intermediate buffer. So we have mechanisms to handle failure case where you just pull yank the power, nothing got committed. Good question.
Anyone else?
So this your scheme approaches that.
Can you say where you're from and?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Could you use the mic when you're the right orbit?
That'll be better.
Right, Andy Wunsam from Deutsche Telekom Labs in TU Berlin. I was wondering, so your scheme assumes that all of the nodes can fail. Is there, in your opinion, any value in having sort of a hybrid scheme where you have some control nodes that are sort of not spot instances, but sort of always on, and you can branch out to a large number that are spot instances? Would that sort of reduce some of the overhead of having this fail, everything can fail property?
I think there's definitely value in a hybrid approach. We're actually working on that right now in terms of give you a deterministic guarantee when you can finish. The problem with all gone is that you may never finish. If the price remains high, you'll never finish your job. So if you have a combination, then at least from a completion standpoint, you have some sort of guarantee. So there's definitely value in that regard, probably value in other aspects as well.
Anyone else? What's the high order thing on how much money I'll save?
It really depends on how much it fluctuates. So we picked a sample and I'll compare with Hadoop where you just bid on the highest possible price so you never terminate or anything.
Right.
In that case, we showed 50% saving in cost. But sometimes Amazon, the price actually is flat. There's no usage of a cloud. So you won't see much difference.
I see.
Really important, really useful when the price fluctuates a lot.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.